I've been away for a while now, y'all, because I've been grieving and writing. My last piece that I've written is called I Don't Want Children. And it's bittersweet me saying this because after working with them for so many years and learning that every child is unique in their own way, and after me showing so much love and affection to my nieces, nephews, and cousins, how could I not want one? I always wanted a child, you know, a little boy or girl. Shit, it didn't matter to me as long as they were healthy. But how could I bring a healthy child into this poisonous world? This is a question I ask myself every day. But after not only me, but everyone across the world, witnessing a young black boy, 15 by the way, getting dragged out of a store and beaten to a pulp, and then his throat slashed, it led me to say these words, I don't want children. It not only pains me to utter those words, but as tears begin to form under eyelids and fall onto my screen, as I type this and say this to you all, I ask you, how can I bring a healthy child into this poisonous world? I've learned that it doesn't matter how good of a household you have or how great of an upbringing you had. You can still be a victim to senseless killings. We've always found a way to get over these things and wash away what happens with the phrase, niggas die every day, B. But this can't be. This can't be. This can't always be our sentiment. And just move on. This should not be the norm. This should not be shit that we used to. This should not be something that children ages 5 and up should be seeing. A boy. Yes, a boy was stabbed in the Bronx. There will be no parades. There will be no march. There will be no hashtags. Nor will there be a CNN press for him. He will leave. And he'd be gone. And all we have for him would be Hennessy. We'll pour out some for him. We'll put his face on a shirt. And then we will be next to find blood on our hands because we will become victims too. Because we are creatures of habit. Are we not? As I leave you, I'll ask you this. How can I bring a healthy child into this world? Rest in peace, Junior. Thank you for listening.